Hey, ECHL fans, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Step into the action with ECHL Ice Level, your front row seat to all things ECHL. Experience the thrill of the game through player interviews and insider updates on the league. Hello, everyone. My name is Amanda Arrowsmith.
And I'm Joe Babick. We are your ECHL Ice Level hosts.
We'll be dropping a new episode every week throughout the season on Thursdays at 12 p.m. Eastern. You can expect to hear from players, coaches, and staff within the league.
And I don't know where the time's going, but we're already into November. Season's just flying right along, and it's been a great season. This past week, we were texting back and forth Friday night. Saturday it might have been. There were like 15 saves of the week. It had to be hard to cut it down to three for this week.
The goaltenders were being insane. Lots of great skill there that we saw Saturday and throughout the entire weekend, actually, with, you know, forwards and defensemen as well. I think the skill level this year is just really top-notch.
Yeah, it certainly is. It's been great to see. And the podcast just keeps rolling right along, too. Today, we're joined by Yuki Miura from the Iowa Heartlanders. He's been there all 4 years the team's been in existence. His first year now as the team captain, so looking forward to see what Yuki has to say about the team and the season so far.
Funny enough, too, since we had Eddie Matsushima last week from Iowa, we now have someone from the Heartlanders on. I know that rivalry has definitely been building up in the division there, so excited to see what Yuki has to say and also just to, you know, see how the season is going for them and his new role as captain.
All right, on today's episode of the Ice Level Podcast, we're joined by maybe one of the only players in the ECHL who everybody knows by their first name, Yuki. It's great to have you on board and joining us today.
Hi, thank you. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
It's been a good start for the team so far. You just came off a three-game winning streak. You're sitting at 500, 7 games into the season. So how would you assess the team's performance so far in the first few weeks of the season?
That's great. I think this is one of the best starts we've ever had in the last 4 years, and like we trying to have record above 500 winning percentage. So yeah, like we're doing good so far, and we're excited to have another good month, November.
We had Eddie Matsushima from Bloomington on last week, and you guys have seen them a lot already this year, and there's been some intense action and a good rivalry so far. So talk a little bit about, you know, them. You see them again this coming weekend, so it's been a good rivalry so far, and you play them a lot here early in the season.
Yeah, like they're a new team, but they're a really good team. Like they play hard, they play with speed, and, you know, they're a lot of good skilled guys and too. So, like, they're really hard team to beat, but at the same time, like, we are playing against them like 15-16 times this season, and I think 10 games we are playing against them in like first 2 months, so it's huge series for us, especially we are trying to get in a playoff spot, and those 15-16 games gonna be very important for us. So we just gotta play hard and play simple and like just trying to be best as we could, and then yeah, hopefully we can win this weekend as well.
So being this your first season with Iowa as the captain, what has it been like having, you know, that trust from the coaching staff and front office and just the rest of the team and being able to serve as a leader for everyone?
Yeah, that's great. This is my actually first time being captain in the US, and you know, English is still my second language, but guys are very helpful, and I believe guys are like trusting me well. And I really appreciate, I really thankful for head coach Derek Damon and our president Matt Getzey for nominating me as a captain. And this is, you know, a huge honor to being the captain, and I really want our coaches and our teammates, my teammates, to be successful. So hopefully I can help making like a good relationship with them, and like having a good culture, having some winning culture, and put a lot of work to be like one of the best team in the league.
Yeah, and not only being, you know, the captain for Iowa now, this means a lot to you, obviously, being the first Japanese-born ECHL team captain. So just walk us through how, you know, how emotional that was and just how you feel and honored with that.
It's great. You know, this is one of the like new history for Japanese hockey, and this is something I'm always trying to do for Japanese hockey, like, because, you know, hockey is still in not a big sports in Japan now, but a lot of young players are there, and especially like last 5-10 years, a lot of guys from Japan and the girls from Japan coming to the US or even to go to Europe to get better opportunities and better environment. So I hope I can lead the way, I'd say, to make the path for the young generations. And yeah, so I think being the captain, it's good for me as well, but at the same time, it's going to be making a good impact to Japanese hockey culture as well.
So as a team captain and leader, are you more of a vocal guy in the locker room and on the ice, or do you like to let your actions, as you said, English isn't your first language, so is it more, you know, your actions showing how to follow you and set the example for the other players?
I think so. I mean, sometimes you have to, like, say, hey, like, hey, you guys, you have to pick up or get a better job like that. But at the same time, like, my leadership type, it's going to be like showing the example by my action. So I'm always trying to be better every day and going to the ring to get better every day and bring some work ethic and work, hard work. And like those things I can, like, I've been doing this for the last 4 years. But now, like, with the letter, it's going to be still more important and having more powerful message to the guys. So hopefully, yeah, I can show the guys and show the teams, like, how we have to work hard and, like, kind of set the tone for our, like, standard. And, yeah, hopefully I can show it by my action as well.
Yeah, so I think it's, going back to Iowa, I think it's pretty cool that you've been there since, you know, they started with the ECHL and the league. So what has some of the growth been that you've noticed, not only obviously with the team, because that's going to change season to season, but also, you know, with just the organization and the fans?
Yeah, everything, actually, compared to day one, everything is getting better. But I think biggest thing is a lot of young kids started playing hockey because of the Hotlanders, because now we have junior Hotlanders, and every year we got a lot of kids start playing hockey, and this is, you know, something very important to the community to have, like, those connection with the teams, and, like, kids can be have an opportunity to play hockey. So this is something really important and really good thing for us, I believe. And also, you know, last 4 years we have a lot of changes with the like front office staff and some improvement in locker rooms, and obviously a lot of new players coming. So, like, every year I'm really getting excited to start, and at the same time, like, as a guy from day one, it's really fun to see the changes, like, every year, and I believe we're going in the right direction. So hopefully it gets going, and that'd be great if we get more fans to the rink, like, every game.
I want to have you take us back to your childhood in Japan when you were growing up. As you said, hockey is not a huge sport there. So what age did you start playing hockey, get interested in it? And did you play in other sports as a kid in Japan?
I started playing hockey when I was like 3 or 4 years old. And the reason why I started was because my dad was a hockey player. He played 1998 Nagano Olympics as a defenseman for Team Japan. And so it was kind of lucky. And I was living right next to the hockey rink, so I was able to skate every day. And this is like something very special and very lucky thing in Japan, because we only have like 2-3 hockey rinks in Tokyo. So it was lucky for me. And growing up, I played judo Do you know what the judo is?
Yeah,
judo. And I also learned figure skating, speed skating, like short track speed skating as well. But all like those sports were for improving my performance on the hockey. So from young age, hockey was my like first thing in my life. And yeah, it's been like what, 25, 26 years now. And yeah, I'm still loving this sport. So I was very lucky.
And I'm not sure how often you get back to Japan to visit friends and family, but I'm sure you do. And how have you seen the sport and the game of hockey grow, you know, over the last 25, 30 years since you were a kid growing up playing?
I think it's growing really well because, population-wise, I'm not sure if we're growing or not, but like a lot of guys are really, like we have a lot of great hockey players and, you know, we have professional hockey league called Asia League, and there are a lot of great players there, like including my friends, and I played like 20 guys from the league for the national tournament, and like guys are really good. So it's really nice to have like those players, and they're trying to show their skills to the fans, and like hopefully young guys, young girls, they learn from that, and yeah, hopefully keep it going. But at the same time, you know, we like hockey is still not a big thing, still minor. So hopefully, as a team Japan, like that'd be great if we can do, if we can achieve some like good result. And also as an individual, like I want to be, I want to lead I want to be the example for the guys too. So yeah, I'll just work hard every day, and hopefully Japanese hockey is growing like over and over.
Yeah, I think even just as captain now, you probably have a lot of people over there back at home that, you know, look up to and also aspire to be in the same position that you are now. And that leads perfectly into what I wanted to ask you next. How was the experience this past summer being on, you know, the qualifying roster for the Olympics? And just walk us through everything that you went through for that.
Yeah, that was great. That was one of the best experiences I've ever had in my hockey life. And, you know, always it's special and it's great to represent your country. And, you know, yeah, playing against like top European team like Denmark, Norway, and Great Britain. It was a great experience as well because some teams had like a couple top NHL players as well. So, and actually we did really good. Like we couldn't win the game, but we like against Denmark, we went to OT, and against Norway, we lost 2-4 like that. So like I think we could show like, we can still play against like these top European country, but now our challenge is if we can beat them. So it was a great experience for me and for Team Japan to know like where we are right now. And now our goal is like how we beat them and how we make it to the Olympics. So yeah, next Olympic, it's going to be 2030 in France. So we should have qualification maybe around 2028. So 2 years from now, like everyone like realized we have to get better as a team and as an individual. So yeah, it was a great experience, and you know, sucks it like we couldn't make it, but at the same time, it was a great time for us.
Yeah, that's definitely pretty high level of hockey, and I'm sure you know playing against some big players in other countries that have really high skill level was awesome to see and experience and be able to build off of. So we know that your father competed in 1988, I believe, in the Olympics there. So going into the Olympics and possibly 2030 and being able to qualify, what would, you know, that mean to you based on that story there?
It's going to be, I mean, going to the Olympics, it's my dream. Like this is the something I've dreamed from day one I started playing hockey, because you know, yeah, my dad played Olympics. It was in Japan, held in Japan, but still playing national team and then playing for national team and then going to the Olympics, it's very special things for me. And yeah, this is one of my biggest goal and biggest dream of my life. So yeah, I like as an individual, I really would like to go to the Olympics, but at the same time, it takes a lot of hard work and it's not easy. Like everyone knows it's not easy because only 12 teams can go to the Olympics. And like Team Japan, we're like 25th or 26th in the world ranking. So yeah, we gotta beat like some good teams in a qualification. But I believe we have a chance to do it. We have a good players and we have a good chance to do it. So yeah, like everyone has to just get better every day and trying to get used to the levels of like those top players. But yeah, like going to the Olympics, it's very special for me. And yeah, this is one of my biggest dreams. So hopefully at some point we can do it.
You came to the U.S. It's been about 10 years now since you came to Waterloo in the USHL in 2016. I imagine that was a pretty exciting time for you to be able to come over here and prove that you could play with the best players in the world.
Yeah, that was a great experience. It was one of the biggest and right decision I've ever made. Because I used to play in the Czech Republic, the Kladno, the Jagers hockey team. And it was, that time was very good and very fun. But when I came to the U.S., I realized like how high level the hockey is in the U.S. And, you know, USHL, like a lot of like great players coming from all over the world. And it was nice to play against like top like NHL prospects. And like, cause I was like 20 years old and like, you know, in the league, 16 years or 17 years old, the guys are putting up some points. So it was kind of shock for me, but at the same time, it was a great experience for me. And those year in the Waterloo, it took a lot of challenge for me because you have to adjust American hockey style, like with the smaller hockey rink, and you got to play quick and play north, and you're going to make a right decision right away. So I think like that time helped me to adjust American hockey, and it helped me to prepare for the time in the late stage for the next 4 years.
Yeah, so I wanted to touch on your time in college at Lake Superior State up in Michigan. How was the experience playing there?
It was great. Like, again, like best 4 years in my life, pretty much. The hockey wise, you know, playing against like top good players for 4 years for every day, it was great. And also, I think 4 years, like I experienced a lot of difficulties, I'd say, a lot of some adversity, such as being scratched or like huge injury like that. So I was like battling every day, but like those experiences helped me a lot, like being hard worker and like how like you realize like what you have to do on the ice to get in the lineup, and like you gotta keep working hard to earn the spot. So like there's a lot of like hard time, but at the same time, those time were very, very special and valuable for me. And yeah, those times and those experience helped me being a professional hockey player. And also, you know, college, it's like best time. Like you hang out with your teammates, roommates, and, you know, studying everything in English. It's kind of hard, but like a lot of guys helped me to get into the, like to get to the good result in a study wise. So I can't thank enough for the coaches, teammates, and everyone who helped me along the way.
So after your time in college, you went right to Iowa pretty much. So how did that path carve out? And did you, obviously you had the goal to play professional, but did you really think that was going to pan out?
Yeah, like my goal was going to the pro for sure. And like after the 4 years at the Lake State, like I didn't get any invite or some signing, like talking for the team. So, and my agent helped me to go to the tryout, and that was the Iowa. That was the only team I could go to the tryout. And yeah, but you know, I played Waterloo in 1 year, and after 4 years in college, went back to Iowa, and I really liked the spot. And yeah, in the tryout, I think I did pretty well. And you know, Derek Dames was there as an assistant coach, and Jerry Fleming, the first head coach of the Heartlanders, they really liked me, and I really liked playing here. So this is something, this is a start, but I didn't expect that I stay here for the next 4 years. But yeah, the reason why I'm still here is I just like here, and yeah, that's why I'm here still.
So where do you see your career going? Do you envision playing still a long career? Have you thought about what you want to do after playing? Do you want to stay involved as a coach, a scout, or get out of hockey completely once you're done playing?
I'm not sure, but like my goal is just keep playing hockey as long as I can, because this is something I really love to do it. And yeah, that'll be great if I can go like higher level. But at the same time now, you know, being as a captain as well, but like I want to help growing the hockey in this community, like around Crowville, Iowa City, Iowa. So like my goal is like, of course, like being successful as a hockey player, but at the same time, I would love to help growing the hockey culture around here. So yeah, I don't know how long I can still play, but I'd love to play like maybe like 3, 5, or 8 years. I don't know, but if I have a chance to play, I'd love to play.
Yeah, absolutely. I think any player says the same thing too. They want to play as long as, you know, they can. That's ultimately the goal. I do have one last question for you. How is your chinchilla, Rudy? I bet you weren't expecting that.
Yeah, she's actually sleeping right now. But
it's the daytime.
But she's so cute. Like we brought her from Japan, and she's so funny. Like the way she eats the food, or when the way she hang out, the way she sleeps, or like the jumping and moving. Like it's really fun to see her like playing and living her world. It's great. She's so
the
cute.
Little things in life, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Yuki, again, we appreciate you taking some time to join us, and wish you great luck and success the rest of the season and in the future.
Thank you very much. It was great to talk to you guys. Appreciate
Thanks
it.
So much, Yuki.
Thank you.
Great stuff there from Yuki, learning about his journey from Japan to the USHL to college hockey at Lake Superior State, and now to his fourth year in Iowa with the Heartlanders and serving as a team captain. So good to hear his journey, and certainly appreciate him joining us on today's episode. We thank everyone out there for listening to today's podcast. We hope you enjoyed hearing from Yuki as well. We'll see you all again next week. Make sure you like, subscribe, and rate our podcast. Follow us on social media at ECHL Hockey on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok, and just ECHL on X. Have a good day.